From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the president fires the director of the FBI. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey has been fired. President Donald Trump, in a blunt letter to Comey Tuesday, told him, "You are hereby terminated and removed from office effective immediately." The president added that Comey is not able to effectively lead the bureau. FBI directors are appointed for a single 10-year term. Comey was appointed 4 years ago. Comey was speaking to a group of FBI employees in California when he learned he'd been fired. Media reports said he saw mention of his dismissal on TV screens, but initially thought it was a prank. So far, he has not made any public statement. It's not clear why Trump took the action now concerning events that occurred months before he won last November's presidential election. A Republican member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, said, "Given the recent controversies surrounding the director, I believe a fresh start will serve the FBI and the nation well." But for some other Republican members of Congress, the president's action caused a breach. John McCain, a Republican who sits on the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, said that while the president has the legal authority to remove the director of the FBI, "I'm disappointed in the president's decision to remove James Comey from office." On the Senate floor, Democrat Dick Durbin, who's a member of the Judiciary Committee, said any attempt to halt or undermine the FBI investigation would raise important issues.
"Any attempt to stop or undermine this FBI investigation would raise grave constitutional issues. We await clarification by the White House as soon as possible as to whether this investigation will continue."
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump will meet today with Vladimir Putin's top diplomat at the White House, officials say, marking the highest level face-to-face contact with Russia of the American leader's young presidency. It would also signal that the two countries have improved ties that Trump recently described as being at an all-time low. Trump's talks with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will take place after the Russians' meetings earlier in the day with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. A Russian plan to stabilize Syria after more than 6 years of civil war is the most urgent foreign policy topic on the agenda. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is reviewing a request for additional troops in Afghanistan, stressing these would not be returning to any combat missions, but instead would be helping train and support local forces.
"We have received requests from our military authorities to increase our military presence in Afghanistan with a few thousand troops. We are now assessing that request. We'll make decisions on the scale and the scope on the mission within weeks. But this is not about returning back to a combat operation in Afghanistan. It will continue to be a train, assist, and advice operation."
Stoltenberg, who was in London meeting with the British Prime Minister Theresa May, said the scale and scope of the mission would be discussed at a summit of NATO leaders on May 25th in Brussels. He stressed that the mission in Afghanistan was important because it was about preventing the country from becoming what he called a safe haven for international terrorists once more. Moon Jae-in has been sworn into office as president of South Korea just a day after winning the presidential election by the widest margin of victory in the country's history. The early election was brought on by the impeachment of ex-president Park Geun-hye for her alleged involvement in a corruption scandal in which large family-run conglomerates paid over $69 million in dubious foundations run by her close friend and associates in return for government favors. In his inaugural address at the National Assembly Wednesday, the liberal leader of the Democratic Party of Korea said he will lead by example to end government corruption. On dealing with the North Korean nuclear threat, the new president and former human rights lawyer said he is prepared to lead a major international diplomatic effort to search for a peaceful resolution to the increasingly tense security situation in the region. Police in South Africa have fired rubber bullets at rioters on the third day of street protest over the government services in parts of Johannesburg. The violence on Wednesday followed unrest this week.
That's the latest world news from VOA.